Okay, we are up to Tehillim Perek Yud, the 10th Perek. We get into the double digits, but it's interesting. We call this Perek Yud, but it could be that this is a continuation of Perek Tes, because there is no introductory line. In every Perek that we've had so far, there's an introductory line. Lam Natseach, Al Hakidus, Lam Natseach, Al Muslaben, Shigayon L'David, right? Lam Natseach, Al Hanachilos. There's always an introductory line, and here there is none. Just goes right into it. Lama Hashem. So there are those. Tosfos in Megillah, Daf Yud Zayin, seems to have this possibility that Perek Tes and Perek Yud are connected. It could be, like we said in the previous Perek, it's all about Hoda'a and Bakasha. So this Perek, the content, is that the first half of the first Pasuk says, Hashem, why do you stand so far away? But then the next 10 Psukim talk about describing the Rasha. Describing the Rasha, he thinks he gets his way. He thinks there's no Hashem. He thinks he could just give tzaris and never get punished for it. He lies in wait. He takes advantage of the ani. He kills all of the different things that a Rasha does. And then in the second half is the description of the tefillah that one offers in the face of a Rasha. So it is parallel to Perek Tes, but it also is its own theme. Either way, we have it as a separate Perek. This is a Perek about Rasha V'Tovlo, right? The whole Sefer Eov, which we discussed. Rasha V'Tovlo, that seems like this takes a long time sometimes, but we believe that Hashem is ultimately has the mishpat and will be punished when the time comes. Okay, so we get into the Perek. Again, the first half is about describing the Rasha and his mentality. And the second half is about Hashem, please save us. So it must be a Rasha that's taking advantage and abusing, because, you know, it's not just somebody who's doing a negative and averis his own, but he's somebody who's perpetrating sins, and that's why David is saying, please remove him. Lama Hashem Tamod Baruch. And again, the Radak says here, this Mizmar is just written generically, so it could be used by anyone in any generation. That's the Radak. Hamizmar Azeh Lo Amru David Al Inyan Echem Yuchad. David HaMelech did not say this on a specific Inyan. Ela Tfilahi She Is Palel Bakal Adam Shu Bitzare Maivav. Whenever a person is Bitzaris, V'siper Bo Darkei HaRasha Ba'ashko HaAni, and it tells over the ways of a wicked person when he oppresses the Ani, V'asher Ein Lo Koch Linasu Imenu, and there's no way that the Ani can be saved except by davening. Right, he picks up his eyes to Hashem when the enemy is attacking us. So, Lama Hashem Tamod Berachok. Why are you so far away, Hashem? Talim li idos batzara. You hide at a time of tzara. So again, it doesn't mean Hashem is always everywhere. Right? When Hashem is hiding, Hashem is distant. So obviously, it's just a feeling. It's just a feeling that one has. Rev Zevin has in his first piece on Vayikra, when he talks about the word karban from the word karav, says Rav Zevin, Hakir v'harichok einam nimdav d'mishetach dafka. Closeness and distance are not measured in geographical terms. Yesh adam hanimsakan v'achiv hakarov elav ohavo kinafsho nimsa mever layam. You could have two brothers that are on opposite sides of the globe, v'hem krovim, and they're very close. V'yesh lahefach, you could have the opposite. Shnei anashim hasonim ze'etzeh v'dar mevayzecha, two people that hate each other, and they live in the same house. They're very far away. Right, distance and closeness has to do with emotional, psychological, inner feeling. And it's from this understanding how a person Bitzaris could say, Lama Hashem Tamod Barachok. Hashem, it feels like you're far. Because when there's a Yeshua, it feels like Hashem is close. And when there's a tzara, it feels like Hashem is far, right? There's a v'chiyesh kir v'richok l'vnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'alok mali kalares kvodo. Elok HaKadosh Baruch Hu meiser hashgachach so apanimis u'misalim litos batzara anukarim lazet tamod barachok. That's what it feels like. And that's what we mentioned, both from Schwab and Rav Soloveitchik. They both say a similar idea relating to when would we use the word hamakom. Right, when do we use the word hamakom? We say hamakom yinachim eschem at a shiva house, and we say hamakom yirachim in achenu. Right, so what is the connection between the two? We also say hamakom in the Haggadah. Right, baruch hamakom baruch hu. So they both say that Hamakum is always used when a person feels far away. When a person is saying Tehillim Perek Yud, Lama Hashem Tamod Barachok, right? When a person says that they feel far, so we try to comfort them and say Hamakom. When a person just had a Ptira, Hamakom Yinachem Eschem. When a person is going through a difficulty, Achenu, Hamakom Yirachem Aleihem. The Makom. And also, all four sons, even if you feel far away, Hamakom. Hamakom Hashem is going to be near you. And that's the answer. Lama Hashem, David HaMelech is expressing what people feel. And again, he's giving every emotion in the book. That's what that's what Tehillim is about. But we say as an answer, as a comfort, we say Hamakom as David HaMelech gets through this mizmar. We continue. So again, Lama Hashem Tamo Barachok, you stand far away. Again, just one other ha'ara. It could be that it is also a feeling of the Rambam, right? If somebody feels far when there is saris or before they do tshuva. Before they do tshuva. Remember that beautiful Rambam in Perek Zion of Hilchos Tshuva, where the Rambam discusses, before a person does tshuva, they feel distant, they feel far. Emesh hayazeh, Perek Zion, hayasanui lefnei amakom, mishukatz umiruchak vitoeva, vahayom huahu v'nechmad, karov v'yadid. So tshuva brings a person closer. So again, recognizing Hashem's in charge, as this Perek goes into, and the tshuva. Continues the Perek. Begavas Rasha Yitzlak Ani. When the Rasha feels arrogant, Yitzlak Ani, the Ani, he runs after the Ani. Yitzlak is a lashon of running. And we know Gaiva is the source of so many sins, as the Rambam describes in Hilchas Deos, that the only two Deos that we can't go to the Shvil Azav, we can't go to the middle path, we have to go to the extreme, is Kaas and Gaiva, because those are the roots of so many Averas. So Begavas Rasha Yitzlak Ani, Yitavsu Bimizimos. Zuchashavu, he, the Ani, will be caught in the plans of the Rasha. Ki hilal Rasha, altavas nafsho. Literally, the Rasha praises everything that his heart desires. He praises, this is what I'm going to do. This is what I'm going to do. There's a thought, the Biri Chassidus quotes from the Besh, the Baal Shem Tov. Ki hilal Rasha, when a Rasha wants something, usually it's about Gaiva. Like we just said in the previous Pasuk. We said, Bagavas Rasha. But sometimes the way to get what he wants, he has to pretend to be an Anav. He has to pretend to be an Anav and humble. So Hillel, sometimes he'll be like Hillel. Sometimes he'll be about Gaiva in the previous parak. And sometimes Hillel Rasha al Tavas Nafsho. The Rasha will act like Hillel to get his Taiva. Ubotzea Berech Nietz Hashem. And in context, a person who is blesses when, and he's happy, like the first half of the Pasuk, he praises what he wants and he blesses when he could Nietz Hashem, when he can blaspheme HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's very happy about that. And he recognizes that he says that there is no such thing, and he denies. But this pasuk, as many know, Boseh Berech Hashem is darshened in Baba Kama Tzadi Dalet, Sanhedrin Davav, to teach me a number of halachas. Botseya literally means to cut, to separate. So one drasha is, if somebody steals flour, makes it into dough, and is making challah, then he wants to make a bracha on a farshas challah. So the pasuk says, you think Hashem wants your bracha? Harisha Gazal Sa'a Shel Chitim. V'tachna va'afa, v'hifresh b'mena chala, keitzan mevarech, ein ze mevarech ela minayitz. V'alzeh nomar, botseya, somebody who separates chala, berech, and he wants to make a bracha, niyetz Hashem finds that disgusting. Hashem finds that disgusting, it's not appropriate, right? Mitzvah ba'avera, the Rishonim discuss, why is this different? What do you need a separate pasuk for? Isn't it mitzvah ba'avera? So some say no, because here, even though there was a shinui, you stole flour, you made it into dough, so mitzad gezel is no longer mitzvah ba'avera, because shinui kona, but still, right, as Tosfos says, there's still a higher standard to make a bracha. That's one drasha. Remeir has a different drasha. Lo nomar botseya ela keneged Yehuda. Shenemar vayomer Yehuda lecha ma betza ki naro gesachinu. Yehuda says ma betza. So botseya berech. If you say botseya, Yehuda did the right thing. Nietz Hashem. Hashem is upset about that. What is the connection? Botseya berech nietz Hashem. What is that? Alluding to, so if you look in the Meshech Chachma on that pasuk in Vayeshev, the Meshech Chachma says when Yehuda Betzek in Aruka Zachinu, the Meshech Chachma points out that Yehuda the Maisa was an Avera, even though the result turned out good, because the result was throwing Yosef in the pit. He's going to get sold to Mitzrayim and he's going to be Lemichya Shalachani. So, but you can't praise that. Hakavana Shamaisa Hayatachla Zatova. The Maisa, the action, ultimately had a tachlis for Tov. Sheyerid Yosef l'michya lefneim, ulakim shvuas ben abasarim, achim chashvuha l'ra. But they themselves had a Avera Kavana. Kasher Amar Lahem Yosef. V'lachein nechshal b'maisa Tamar. And therefore, what's his punishment? He was nechshal in this Maisa of Tamar, which also was an Avera b'kavana, even though ultimately it led to the Malchus based David. Sh'Avera goreres Avera dugmasa. Sh'ruya haisa Tamar Lihuda. Kamosh Amar mimeni kfushim hadvarim. Rak ha-machshava haisa shahizona kikista paneha. V'nolad mizeh malchei Yisrael. That's bevarach zeh niyet Hashem. You don't make a, that's called an Avera l'shma. We don't do Avera l'shmas. We don't do Avera l'shmas. And then Rav Tachlon Bar Chani Loi, later on in that Gemara, said on Daf Zayin, says, maybe it relates to the Egel. The Egel, where Aaron HaKohen says, better that they worship the Egel, right, rather than kill me. Right, because then they could get to have a kavana. So again, a ma'isa hayara. The kavana was to do an avera, but the ultimate was to save Am Yisrael. All of these are connected to Botzei Berech Nietz Hashem. That's the Meshech Chachma. So on this pasuk, but again, in context, it means that when the Rasha is praising his own actions, is saying I'm good, he has confidence nothing's going to happen. Rasha kagova apo bal yidrosh. Right, again, this whole temsukim is describing the Rasha. When his arrogance, he says bal yidrosh, Hashem is not going to be doresh me. Ein Elokim kol mizimosav. Ein Elokim, there's no God, are his thoughts. Yachilu drachav b'chal eis. Yachilu means yatzlichu the Mesudas Sion. He's very successful. Marom mishpatecha minegdo. High above, meaning it's in heaven, is your mishpat Hashem. He doesn't feel it. Or maybe this is the changing point, right? We didn't get there fully yet, but maybe this is a pasuk within the description. Kol tzarav yafiach b'hem. All of the ones that our enemies to Hashem, to him, Yafiach b'hem, he will blow at them. He will bring them down. Or this is, Pasuk is continuing the Rasha, that seems from based on context. Marom mishpatecha minegdo. Meaning it appears that your mishpat is very far away because he's not getting punished. And Kol Sarov is referring to the Rasha. All of his Sarim, he'll blow them. Amar b'libo balemod, he says, I'm not going to fall. L'dar v'dar asher lo bara. Forever, I'm not going to have any ra. I'm not going to have any negative in front of me. Allah, pihu malay, his mouth is filled with swears and oaths. Allah is an oath. The Radak says, right, sometimes you have to swear in order to make yourself believed. Kein derech harasha, kishayirtza l'ramos achirim, yishava lahem b'pem Allah. He'll swear to them, sheyireh ki b'chol kavanaso nishba. You see, I'm swearing, I swear. So people think that you're really telling the truth when you swear. V'hu mirmos vasoch, but it's all falsehood. So falsehood. Back to the good pasuk. Allah piu malay. His mouth is full of swearing. Umirmos vasoch. But it's falsehood. Tachas l'shono amav oven. Under his tongue is what he used to swear. Says the Radak. It's amav oven. It's sin. It's false. Yeshev b'marav chatzirim. He sits in the courtyards in ambush. Bamistarim in hidden places. Yaharog naki. Right. He'll try to kill in hiding. Einav lechelcha yitzponu. His eyes lechelcha are those who are vulnerable. Those who are vulnerable yitzponu. He looks on them. Yitzponu he hides about them from the word safun. Again, ritzicha. We've mentioned this Rambam in the past. Even though ritzicha is the doesn't get the worst, doesn't get skila, but ritzicha is the only act aver that you find in the Gemara that we put a person in the kippah for, put a person in jail for, even if we only have circumstantial evidence. The Rambam says in Perek Dalet, Hilchos Rotzeach, this din ain osin davar zeh, put him in a kippah. L'shavi michuvi bises bezdin, but if somebody's chayav misa, you kill them, and if not, you let him go free, except for shvichas damim. Why? Even though per se there are more chamer averus, interesting what they are. There's nothing though that destroys society in the world like murder. Afilu avodah zara. Vein tzarach lomar arayas o chilul shabbos. Ein on kishvichas damim. She'elu ha'avonos hin me'averus min adam lamako. Avos shvichas damim me'averus min adam lachavero. V'chol mi sheish biyado avon zeh hari zeh rasha gamur. If somebody has this aver of murder, he's a totally wicked person. Ve'ein kol ha'mitzvah she'asa kol yamav shkulin k'negad avon zeh. All the mitzvahs don't outweigh murder. V'lo yatziluhu min adin she'ne'amar adam ashuk badam nefesh. And where do you know this from? Achav. Achav. What are all the what avera did Achav in with all his avodah zara? Navos. Dmei navos. Did he kill navos to get his kerem? But that's murder, and that's what this David HaMelech is saying here. That these rishayim wait in mistarim to kill. Yero ba mistar karyeh, pasuk test. They're like hiding like a lion. Bisuko in their lair. Yero v'lachtof ani. Yachtof ani b'mashko b'rishto. They grab the ani falling in their tent. Yidke yashoach. What do? They lower themselves and they pounce. V'nafal batzumav, and into their strong arms fall chel ka'im, right, those who are helpless, right, similar to the word that we have before, chelcha. Rashi quotes here that there are 15 times in Tanakh where we have words that are two words that are put together as one word, like ba gud, aged us. So here, chelka'im. Namar beliba, we're still describing the Rasha. Shachach kel, he says, Hashem has forgotten me. Hister panav, ba'ra l'nesach, he's never going to see. So Pasuk Yud Beis now is the switch. Kuma Hashem, kel nesayadecha. Lift up your hand, please. Al tishkach anavim. Do not forget. They say, Hashem forgets. They say, Amar belibo shachach kel. So what do we say? Al tishkach. Al tishkach. Al meni eitz rasha Elohim. Amar belibo lo tidrosh. On what the Rasha says, he blasphemes that Hashem's not going to come back. Ra'isa, you see, ki ata ama v'kas tabit. You see what happens. Laseis biadecha. You have it in your hand. You could punish them. Alecha ya'azov chelecha. Upon you, the chelecha. That's the third time we have that shorish here. Chelecha, those that are vulnerable, those that are helpless, they're relying on you. Yasom ata hayita ozer. You could help the yasomim. You could help the yasomim, right? Interesting, yasom is in singular here. Is in singular here. I once heard years ago from Rabbi Lau, the former Rabbi Yisrael Meir Lau, that if you look in the first Halleluka, which is towards the end of Tehillim, look in the first Halleluka, it talks about what Hashem does. Hashem is Ose Mishpat LaShukim, Nosin Lechem LaRevim, he gives bread to those who are hungry. Hashem Matir Asurim, Pokeach Ivrim, Psokev Kefufim, Oiv Tzadikim, Shomer Esgerim, Yasom Va'almana Yeodeid. Right, all of these are in plural. And it should say, Ma'odeid Yitomim Va'almanot. It doesn't say that. It says, Yasom Va'almana Yeodeid. Because even though everything is in plural, Hashem cares for each and every one. Yatom v'amana yodeid, personally and singularly. I heard Rabbi Lau say this one many years ago, probably about 15 years ago in Kfar Chabad, when there were people, Jews that were murdered in India, and the parents were murdered and the child came back. So he said that lashon. He said this thought. Okay, we continue. So again, Yatom ayita ozer, every singular one, Hashem, you take special care of. Shvar zera rasha, break his strength. Vara tidrosh risho baltimsa, and seek out his wickedness that he thinks won't be found. Hashem, and we say the quote, the pasuk we say in Yichavod, I think, Hashem melech olam va'ed, Hashem is forever. You think that Hashem is going to forget forever? Balra lenetzach, you say in pasuk Yud Aleph, no. Hashem melech olam va'ed avdu goyim erso, even when goyim are lost. The Malbim says here, usually we have the principle of ein melech belo am. There's no melech without an am. That doesn't apply to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. To HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even if there was no am. Like we say in Adon Olam, right? He was here before. He will be here. He could be here afterwards. Hashem Malach, Ratzal Omar, says the Malbim. Hashem Eino Doma LeMelech Baser Vadam. Shim Chet'o Negdo Kol Bnei Medina. I Efshar Shiyarag Es Kulam. A king can't kill all of his subjects. Shaz Lo Yeh Melech. Ki In Melech Belo Am. Ava Malchus Hashem Eino Tali Min Am. Ki Hashem Melech Olam, Malchuso Nitzchi, V'lo Teshtane Af Im Avdu Goyim Yerzo, Ein Malchuso Mitzadam. So if we're around, it's just the chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then we have the pasuk that we could spend a lot of time on. Tavas Anavim, Shamata Hashem, Hashem, you heard the desire of the Anavim, Tachin Libam, Takshiv Aznecha. You prepare their heart, you hear their cries. The Gemara in Brachas Daf Lamed Aleph darshins from here to have kavana when we daven. Tachin libam, you prepare your heart, then takshiv aznecha. That's the Gemara in Brachas on Daf Lamed Aleph. Hamispalo tzorach sheyichaven es libo l'shamayim. Abishol omer simon ledavar, tachin libam takshiv aznecha. Tachin libam. Rav the Mefarshim point out here, tachin libam, Rav Pinkas says here, Rabbi Pliskin says here, tachin libam, that means it's hard to have kavana. It's so hard to have kavana. We need divine help to have kavana. Tachin libam. So Hashem, you prepare their heart. Takshiv aznecha. We have to try to clear our mind when we talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in terms of kavana. Clear our mind. It's a challenge, but we have to try to do it. Rabbi Pliskin says, learning how to clear one's mind is one of the most important skills we can master. Our mind is precious. The thoughts that we think create us. You are whatever your dominant thoughts of the entire day make you. When you practice clearing your mind, you can direct your thoughts in the direction that is consistent with Hashem's will. It's challenging, but that's what we have to try to do. We can clear our mind. The the Kamotzi Shel Harav says, if you're medayik, he quotes from a Harifus, fascinating Ha'ara, right? From the Or Shraga, he quotes the Gemara in Brachas says that the Chasidim Harishonim, the Mishnah, Chasidim Harishonim, Hayishom Shoachas Umispalim, Kedish Yichavnas Libam Lamakom. So if you ever focus on the Lashon, the Chasidim Harishonim, they wait an hour and daven so that their kavan, they could have kavana. Shouldn't it be flipped? They wait an hour to be able to have kavana to daven. What do you mean? Umispalim kedeshi yichavnas liban lamakom. So he quotes here. He says, no, that's the point. They daven in order to be able to daven Hashem. They daven that they should have kavana. They daven Hashem, help us, please. Balamdinu mahuay osim bosa shahim ispalim sheyizku lechavin karaui. And that's this pasuk. Tavas aniyim anavim shmat Hashem. You heard the taiva, the desire of the anavim. What is their desire? Tachin libam. Help, prepare their hearts that they could have kavana, and then takshav aznecha. And then you'll hear. The Ramban in the Igeres, right, he also talks about this. He quotes this pasuk. Towards the end of the Igeres, the Ramban says, again, you have to, when you finish learning, he says, V'haser kol divrei ha'olam milibcha beis ha'tfila. Remove everything from the world when you daven. V'hachin libcha lefnei ha'makom baruch hu. Prepare your heart. V'taher rayonecha. Purify your thoughts. V'chashov hadibur kodem shetuzenu mipicha. Think about the words you're about to say. V'chein ta'ase kol yimei chayei avlecha b'chol dover v'dover lo techta. Think before you talk. U'bazeh yiyu dverecha u'masecha machshavosecha yisharim. V'tilascha tiyazaka u'bara u'nikia. U'mechuvenes, u'mekubeles, l'fnei ha'makom baruch hu. Your tefillah will be pure, clean, straight, and mekubal. Shenemar, tachin libam takshav aznecha. That's the last thing he says. And then he says, Tikra Yeret Zuz Pamachat B'Shavua. The last message the Ramban gives his children, tachin libam takshav aznecha. This pasuk in Tehillim. Lishpot Yasom, and then you listen to them, Lishpot Yasom Badach, to judge the orphans and those that are downtrodden. Bal Yosef Ode, they should no longer, Laros Enosh Menaros, no longer be terrified and scared from those in the land. Okay, we'll stop here.